Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Think and Grow Rich for the Modern Reader is an adaptation of Napoleon Hill's paradigm-shifting classic, brought up to date for today's audience by the Napoleon Hill Foundation. First published in 1937, Hill's original book distilled stories and lessons from the lives of great men of his time, like Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, and Henry Ford, outlining the 13 key principles of success. This revised version aims to make Hill's profound insights accessible to the contemporary reader, retaining the essence of Hill's philosophy while streamlining its application to the fast-paced, technology-driven world of today. It's not just about financial wealth, but a guide to achieving any form of personal success. This book dives deep into the psychology of success and offers practical advice, making it a timeless resource for those looking to improve their lives, cultivate a successful mindset, and achieve their aspirations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of thought. Napoleon Hill emphasizes the foundational principle that success starts in the mind. He introduces the concept of the definite chief aim, urging readers to clarify their specific goals and focus their thoughts on achieving these objectives. Hill argues that the mind is a powerful entity that, when harnessed with a clear vision and persistence, can affect one's external reality and lead to tangible success. The book delves into the importance of belief and faith in oneself, stating that belief coupled with action can manifest one's desires into reality. It elucidates on the principle that what one can conceive mentally and believe wholeheartedly, one can achieve. Hill also introduces the concept of auto-suggestion, the practice of feeding the subconscious mind with positive affirmations and visualizations to strengthen belief in oneself and one's goals. Secondly, Mastermind Alliance. Hill introduces the concept of the Mastermind Alliance, a critical element for success. This principle involves creating a supportive network of individuals who collectively drive towards achieving a common goal. Hill asserts that surrounding oneself with a group of driven, committed individuals fosters an environment where ideas can be exchanged freely. Challenges can be approached collaboratively, and solutions can be found more rapidly. The Mastermind Alliance is not merely for mutual benefit in a business sense, but also serves as a reservoir of motivation, accountability, and emotional support. This approach underscores the importance of collaboration and the impact of collective brainpower in overcoming obstacles, driving innovation, and fostering personal and professional growth. Hill's discourse on the Mastermind Alliance provides a roadmap for cultivating productive relationships that contribute to individual and shared success. Thirdly, the habit of persistence. Persistence is depicted as an indispensable characteristic of successful individuals. Napoleon Hill goes to great lengths to illustrate that success is rarely immediate, and the journey is often fraught with failures and setbacks. However, it is through persistence and tenacity that one can overcome these hurdles and achieve their goals. Hill posits that persistence is a state of mind that can be cultivated through willpower and habit. He provides strategies for developing a persistent attitude, such as having a definitive purpose, self-reliance, definiteness of plans, accurate knowledge, and cooperation. Hill emphasizes the importance of not being deterred by failure, but instead viewing it as a stepping stone towards success. He shares inspiring stories of individuals who, through relentless persistence, turned their failures into triumphs, underlining that success is a combination of desire, determination, and the refusal to recognize failure as an end. Fourthly, the subconscious mind. Napoleon Hill delves into the subconscious mind's pivotal role in achieving success. He explains that the subconscious mind acts on the thoughts and impulses it receives from the conscious mind, essentially shaping one's reality based on these inputs. Hill stresses the importance of feeding the subconscious with positive thoughts and goals. He explains how negative emotions like fear, jealousy, and hatred can derail success by influencing the subconscious mind negatively. Hill advocates for the practice of positive thinking and visualization techniques to impress upon the subconscious mind the outcomes one desires. By consciously controlling the inputs into the subconscious, individuals can effectively influence their behaviors, actions, and, ultimately, their outcomes in life. This chapter sheds light on the psychological aspects of success and the intrinsic link between mindset and achievement. Lastly, overcoming fear, one of the most significant barriers to success, as identified by Napoleon Hill, is fear. He categorizes fear into six basic types: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. Hill discusses how these fears are deeply ingrained and can largely dictate one's actions and decisions, often leading to paralysis and inaction. The book provides strategies for recognizing, confronting, and overcoming these fears. Hill suggests developing self-confidence and courage as antidotes to fear, advocating for a positive mental attitude to dispel fears and foster a mindset conducive to success. He emphasizes that fear is essentially a state of mind and can be controlled and reprogrammed through conscious effort. By focusing on one's strengths and desires rather than on insecurities and doubts, individuals can transcend their fears and advance towards their goals. This section is pivotal for anyone looking to break the shackles of fear to achieve personal and professional growth. In conclusion, Think and Grow Rich for the Modern Reader is not merely a book, it's a manual for anyone aspiring to cultivate a mindset engineered for success. Napoleon Hill's principles, refined and contextualized for the modern era, serve as a beacon for entrepreneurs, students, professionals, and anyone looking to improve their life. Whether your goal is to amass wealth, achieve personal growth, or find fulfillment, Hill's timeless advice provides a solid foundation to build upon. This book is especially beneficial for individuals who recognize the power of thought and are willing to commit to the disciplined, persistent pursuit of their dreams. It underlines the importance of belief, the cultivation of positive relationships, and the power of the subconscious mind, offering actionable steps towards overcoming personal limitations and achieving one's aspirations. Think and Grow Rich for the Modern Reader holds the potential to transform lives by instilling the principles of success into the fabric of one's daily actions and thoughts, making it an essential read for those determined to turn their dreams into reality. If you would like to support Napoleon Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.